This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A recent study from Northeastern University reveals a crippling catch-22 for the long-term unemployed. Matthew O'Brien is an associate editor at The Atlantic, who recently took a look at the data and wrote about the gloomy prospects for people who've been too long without work. Matthew, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Great to be here.
So first, remind our listeners, what is the unemployment rate now?
The unemployment rate now is about 7.8%, and about 40% of those have been out of work for 6 months or longer, which is how we define long-term unemployment.
So a lot of the research that you looked at shows what is called a Beveridge curve. Can you explain what it is and what it reveals about long-term unemployment?
Sure. So there should be a pretty stable relationship between the number of job openings and the unemployment rate. The more job openings there are, the lower unemployment should be. And if that's not true, then that's a sign that there's something going wrong in the labor market. Maybe people who are unemployed don't have the right skills, et cetera. And so if you look at these Beveridge curves, you can break them out for people of different ages, different education levels, different lengths of unemployment. And they look normal for everyone except people who have been out of work for 6 months or longer. And so it doesn't matter how old you are, how much education you have, even what industry you work in. So long as you've been out of work for less than 6 months, the labor market's working pretty normally. But if you've been out of work longer than that, then you're in big trouble.
Well, walk us through a case study that actually helps reveal that there is a sort of prejudice against the long-term unemployed. This was conducted at Northeastern University. Give us a little background.
Okay, so there's a researcher named Rand Gayad who has done some work on the Beveridge curves, and then he decided to do a follow-up to see what's driving this. So he sent out all these fictitious resumes. And so he kept everything constant. They were all male. They all had about the same level of education, all about the same amount of experience. But he varied how long they'd been out of work. Mm-hmm. And so he sent them out, and then he saw how many of them actually got callbacks. And what he found was that the callback rate drops precipitously if you've been out of work for 6 months or longer. You know, people who have been out of work for that long get called back less than people with no relevant experience who have been unemployed for shorter than that.
So I guess overall results, if you've been out of work for more than 6 months, you're less likely to get a callback from an employer, and you're less likely to get a callback from an employer because you've been out of work for more than 6 months.
Right. We can't tell exactly what employers are thinking, but it certainly looks like they're screening out people who have been out of work for that long. If they're not considering whether you have relevant experience, how often you're switching jobs, it looks like if they've got a big stack of resumes, the first thing they do is say, okay, let's cut out people who have been out of work for 6 months or longer.
Now,
we'll look at resumes.
Why do you think, then, the long-term unemployment factor trumps all others in considerations for callbacks?
Well, they look at people who've been out of work that long and they assume something must be wrong with you. They think if you were a good candidate for the job, someone would have hired you before then. And in normal times, that's not a terrible assumption. But we've gone through the worst crisis in 80 years, and there are a lot of people who have been out of work for a long time who just had the misfortune of losing their job at the wrong time. If you lost your job in 2008 or 2009, the labor market hadn't turned around 6 months later, and it was very hard to find a job. Being out of work for a long time right now doesn't mean that she can't do the work.
All right, so this is a bad cycle. Anybody, any way to stick a wrench in this cycle before it keeps spinning out?
Well, that's the really tough question. At this point, there's very little you can do if you've been out of work for a long time to get people to consider you, because it looks like they don't even look at your resume more often than not. At that point, you have to ask, what can the government do to help people? They could hire people directly. There's the problem that might create a stigma of make work jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They could provide tax incentives for people to hire long-term unemployed. That might be the best bet we have. But the problem is, if you've been out of work for 6 months or longer, you're at the back of the jobs line. So even if we suddenly did a much bigger stimulus project, which is never going to happen, and we accelerate the recovery. So instead of getting back to what economists call full employment, you know, instead of getting there in 8 years, we get there in 5 or 6. Well, that's still 5 or 6 years away for people who've been out of work mm-hmm. long term. So that's not going to be anywhere near enough.
Well, okay, so a lot of this reveals an attitude, it must be, among those who are employers. Is there any sort of idea or a way to educate or incentivize employers to hire people who are out of work for that amount of time?
I think the best bet's probably some kind of tax incentive, because I think if you try to regulate away discriminating against the long-term unemployed, it's not going to work. There's no way to check on that. Would just be completely ineffective and maybe counterproductive. Instead of that, I think you have to think about what kind of incentives can you give them to hire the long-term employee. We have incentives for employers to hire veterans. We could do the same kind of thing for people who have been out of work for extended periods of time. Because the real concern is that the long-term unemployed become unemployable if they've been out of work for years at a time. They're going to do things like maybe go on disability mm-hmm. or drop out of the labor force altogether. So when we do eventually recover, we're going to have fewer people who are working. We're going to have less productive capacity. We'll be collectively poorer than if we find a way to get people back to work.
Well, it's not a terribly bright story, but I want to thank you for digging into it with us today, Matthew O'Brien.
Thanks for having me.
Matthew O'Brien, assistant editor at The Atlantic. He covers business and economics. Now, he wrote an article called The Terrifying Reality of Long-Term Unemployment, and we have a link to look at it at wordofmouthradio.org.